This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Anzac Day is April 25th, but if you intend to celebrate by eating Anzac cookies, don't plan on taking the subway. Anzac stands for the Australia-New Zealand Army Corps, and Anzac Day marks the anniversary of the invasion of Gallipoli during the First World War, where more than 10,000 Australian and New Zealand soldiers lost their lives. During the war, wives and mothers would send Anzac biscuits to the front lines. They were made with coconut, oats, and butter, and contained no eggs, so they never spoiled. Anzac biscuits have become so popular around the world, they're now protected by Down Under federal law, which requires that biscuits can only be made using the original recipe, cannot be advertised in any way that plays on military heritage, and can never be referred to as cookies. Subway restaurant carried Anzac biscuits for years until it was ordered to bake the biscuits according to the more costly original recipe. Subway said no way and dropped the biscuits, noting they were outsold 15-1 by chocolate cookies anyway. So happy Anzac Day, and that's the way the cookie, I mean biscuit, crumbles. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.